The U.S. ambassador to the UN food programs in Rome is touring Sudan's embattled Darfur region to witness firsthand the human suffering caused by 21 months of conflict and check on relief efforts. In an interview with the Voice of America at the World Food Program field office here, Ambassador Tony Hall said he wanted to see the situation for himself and make sure food aid, most of it donated by the United States, is getting to the people who most need it.
The U.S. is a big player. 53% to 60% of all the food aid and other humanitarian things that are coming into the, not only into Darfur, but in all of Sudan. It's a very, very large humanitarian gift, but it's important that I come and see it to be sure that it's getting through to the people and that it's doing its job, and that's why I'm here.
Ambassador Hall is known for his tenacity in dealing with hunger and humanitarian issues in war-torn areas. This is his second attempt to get into Sudan this year. The Sudanese government delayed issuing his entry visa 2 months ago, forcing him to postpone his trip. On this three-day excursion to Darfur, he is visiting refugee camps clustered around the region's larger cities, El Fasher and Yala. On Saturday, he is expected to visit Zelenji, where several UN-chartered food trucks were attacked and looted, forcing UN agencies to halt food distributions and evacuate their workers. More than 80,000 people were left without access to food aid. Mr. Hall also visited Sudan in 1998, when he was a member of the U.S. Congress, with the aim of convincing a reluctant Khartoum government to allow food and medicine into the country's southern areas, where millions of people were starving after more than a decade of war. Persistent violence continues to make it difficult for UN relief workers to reach needy people in Darfur. Continuing attacks on civilians by Arab militias allied with the government and the reprisal attacks by the region's two main rebel groups are forcing people to abandon their farms. UN officials say tens of thousands of people are streaming into UN camps every week, worsening a humanitarian crisis that has already been described as the world's worst. Ambassador Hall says he is concerned that people in Darfur are still too afraid to go home, and it is that fear, he says, that will likely prolong the need for UN food aid in the region.
It's tough because we want the people to go back to their villages, to where they live, and they're not going to go back because they're in fear. And so it concerns us because we're going to be here for some time. If they don't go back in the next 4 or 5 months to plant, then we're going to be here for a while. And so that concerns us. It concerns us because we're going to have to deliver a lot of humanitarian aid here. But it also concerns us is that a lot of people's lives are in jeopardy, and that really concerns us.
Ambassador Hall's visit to Darfur came as the UN Security Council held a special meeting in Nairobi, aimed at pressing for a peace deal in the much larger and deadlier conflict in southern Sudan. The U.S. official's trip follows a visit to Darfur by Jan Pronk, the UN envoy to Sudan, who criticized Sudanese officials and local police for using excessive violence to relocate nearly 5,000 displaced people who had camped on the town's outskirts. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Yala, Sudan.